Okay, Chandler.
Okay.
And your horoscope says, on the 5th, a special someone is going to give you a gift.
Oh, well, thank you in advance.
12th brings a lover's spat.
You're going to make a joke about my special present. Why did you do that?
And on the 19th, a secret crush announces itself.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God, it's Joey Tribbiani and mac and cheese.
Oh, that's right. It's your first day. So, are you psyched to fight fake crime with your robot sidekick?
Am I psyched? To lead my own TV series? I've dreamed about this for years. Why have I not been preparing?
Oh, Joey, you're going to be great.
Yeah, but I got to act with a robot, Phoebs, and I don't know anything about technology. I can't even use Chandler's computer to find porn. And that's only because it's right there when you turn it on.
I think our lover's spat will start a little early this month.
I'll be waiting.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job is just to throw the love out your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, week or month, they are here, but I'll be there for you.
Are you judging them by their covers? Because you're really not supposed to do that.
No, I'm just deciding which one to use. I'm going to start writing another book. Because the last one was such a big seller. If you must know, I have written 14 books. And as I'm the only one who has read them, I can tell you that they have all been very well received. But, you know, I lost all of them in the fire. So this one I'm going to keep in an asbestos-lined box far away from Rachel. Who I forgive.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what are you guys doing later?
Oh, Rachel and I have appointments to get our hair cut. Mm-hmm. I want to see what he wants first.
I just found out Elizabeth's dad wants to meet me.
Wait a minute, hold the phone. You're not Elizabeth's dad?
Okay, that's the only one you get.
And she hates me.
Okay, apparently he asked Elizabeth why she'd want to go out with a guy who couldn't get a girl his own age.
And what did she say to that?
And that's yours. Look, come on, guys. I really want this guy to like me. It would really help me out if you guys could be here to kind of make me look good.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we can be here.
Thanks.
Yeah. We know how tough those parent-teacher conferences can be.
Here's her office set.
Mac Machiavelli, private investigator. Wait on the books I've read.
Okay. Just till I get you the wardrobe for fitting.
Okay.
Hey, when do I get to meet the robot?
I'm sorry, why don't we do that right now? He's right here.
Okay.
Joey Tribbiani.
Oh, this is... Wow. He's so lifelike.
This is Wayne, the man who created and operates cheese.
How do you do over there?
I'll let you two guys get acquainted, huh?
Okay. Sorry about that. So where's cheese?
Cheese is right here.
Nice to meet you, Mac.
You're like the temporary robot, right?
No. Why?
Well, I just thought it was going to be like a really cool robot, you know? Like the Terminator, or when I first saw you.
I spent 2 years developing this machine. It's absolutely state-of-the-art.
I'm sorry. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't really look like it can do anything.
It can do this.
This is my father, Paul Stevens. Dad,
This is Ross Geller.
It's great to meet you, Paul.
I usually prefer Liz's boyfriends to address me as Mr. Stevens.
Of course, Mr. Stevens.
Yeah. So, Ross, what's your problem?
Excuse me?
Why can't you get a girlfriend your own age?
It's funny. It's not funny.
Going out with my daughter, Ross.
Okay. I can see that. But I think if you give me one chance, I can change your mind.
Okay.
What?
Okay. I'll give you one chance to change my mind. You got 1 minute.
Daddy.
Fine. 2 minutes. Go. Yeah. Minute 50 seconds.
I want you to know I've never done anything like this before. I mean, I've been in relationships in general, but I've never done it with a student. I mean, I have not. We haven't done it. We've done stuff, but I... Okay, a joke, lighten the mood. Two guys go into a bar. One of them's Irish.
I'm Irish.
And the Irish guy wins the joke.
How crazy that we would run into you.
God, thank you. Mr. Stevens, I'd like you to meet my friends. This is Phoebe, Monica, and Chandler.
Hello.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Chandler. Never gonna meet my...
You're Elizabeth's father, huh?
Yeah.
You can see now where she gets her rugged handsomeness.
Is there a Mrs. Stevens?
There's a Mr. Bing. Unfortunately, Lizzie's mom passed away shortly after she was born. Raised her by myself.
Oh.
I get that a lot.
Okay. Why don't we all take a seat, you know? And I'll get us all some coffee. Yeah, why don't you? And you guys can talk about whatever you want. You know, whatever pops into your head.
So strange seeing Ross here this time of day, because usually, well, he's at the children's hospital.
Yeah. Not looking for dates.
So, Monica is Ross's sister. Yeah, he's a great brother.
I had a sister. She passed away.
Oh.
Oh, you don't have to do that every time. Ross is a great guy. I was roommates with him in college. Funny story. Your roommate in college died, didn't he?
A part of him did, yes.
Here we are, Paul, Elizabeth. So I hope you guys were finding something to talk about.
Yes.
Sorry I'm late, but I am ready to talk you up. What is Liz's father getting here?
I'm already here.
Oh, Ross is so great.
How's the book writing going?
Really well. I'm up to page 47.
Wow, what are you writing?
Page numbers.
Hey, honey, you got the kind with the little girl. You said we were going to get the kind with the baby.
No, you said the baby creeps you out.
No, the little girl creeps me out.
You said the baby.
Why would the baby creep me out?
Why would the little girl creep you out?
Sorry, can you please talk a little slower?
This is going in your book?
Yeah, it's about relationships. You know, the traps, the pitfalls, what not to do. Keep going. This stuff's great. Excuse me. And how none of it matters when the people really love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And how people will believe anything you tell them as long as it's a compliment.
Oh, hi.
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 I think I left my keys here somewhere.
Oh, well, look for them. I'm usually under here. Oh, thanks, Christ. Are they deaf?
No. They are right here.
Oh, good.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, wait, oh, sorry, Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul.
Just call me Paul.
Paul. Just wanted you to know that, you know, Ross really is a great guy.
Well, maybe you could date him, then. That would save me the trouble of killing him. Are you okay?
You just don't look old enough to have a 20-year-old daughter.
Well, we were very young when we had her.
Oh, we?
Yeah, it usually takes two people to...
No, yes. What I meant, you know, are you still a we, or are you just you?
I'm just me. My wife died shortly after Lizzie was born.
Oh, so you raised her all on your own?
Yes, I did.
Aww. What are you writing here?
I'm drawing a picture of you.
Well, that's very flattering. Yeah, but it'd be great if you could draw me with some clothes and, you know, a head.
Hey.
How was your first day?
Yeah, pretty great.
Except I did get a little attitude from the robot.
Damn those robots. They're supposed to be our faithful servants.
Anyway, it wasn't the robot. It's the guy who controls them. Yeah, he doesn't like me. He had the cheese knock over the sandwich table right when I was reaching for one. Oh.
So why don't you just get him fired?
I may have to. I hate to do it, but I'm a star. You know? There's a limit to how many sandwiches I can eat off the floor. Excuse me. Joey Tribbiani.
Joe! I'm glad I found you. I got an audition for you.
Wow.
The thing is, it's kind of on the QT. The actor who has the part doesn't know he might be fired. Ooh. It's the lead in a series. Mac and Cheese.
I'm the lead in Mac and Cheese.
Uh-oh.
Joey?
Hi, Ross.
I was just getting him to like you.
Joey! Joey!
But Joey is not here.
Okay, I'll just wait for him in here.
It's okay. You can come out.
Yeah, Ross, it's okay. It's me. Mr. Stevens.
Oh, I didn't. Oh my God, I didn't see you.
You did. You came in, you got all awkward, you ran to the bedroom, you were shouting, Joey, Joey.
What?
Well, you know, he lost his keys, so he was looking for them.
In your mouth?
No. Downstairs, and we got to talking, you know, for like 2 hours, and I really liked him, so I invited him up here for a cup of coffee.
You were at the coffee house.
Ross, what's the big deal? So I kissed the guy.
He is my girlfriend's father, okay? It's weird.
What? You dated my sister.
But that was different.
What? Why?
This is weird for me.
Look, this is good for you, okay? Let's face it. So far, the guy's not loving you. But I can turn it around. I got the inside track. We can all go out to dinner, you know, and I can talk you up. Plus, the guy is a very, very successful lawyer.
How is that important?
Oh, it's important.
Apparently, there's like a million guys out there that can play Mac, and there's only this one robot and this one guy who controls it. I didn't know he could get me fired. What am I going to do?
Well, you know, Joey, you're a pretty charming guy.
Thanks, but I kind of have a problem to deal with him.
You've got to win over the guy who controls cheese. You got to go back there and kiss some serious robot ass.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, but if I get to turn on the charm tomorrow, I'm not wasting any more of it over here with you guys. Well, actually, I got a little bit saved for you, Phoebe.
So do you think Joey's more charming than me?
Yeah, that's why I'm sleeping with him on the side.
Yeah, you wish.
Oh.
Stop writing about us.
I'm not writing about you. I'm writing about other people.
Who?
Marcia and Chester.
Okay, fine. Then you know what? I will just write about Phyllis. Phyllis is sitting in the chair.
Oh.
I see what you're doing. Phyllis sees what I'm doing.
Oh, I have tasted my own medicine, and it is bitter.
Morning. Hey. How's my favorite genius and his little robot buddy?
Don't touch him.
Okay. All right, Wayne, look, level with me. Okay, I keep hearing all these rumors that I might get fired. Okay, they even have actors coming in to read for my part. Come on, man, you gotta give me a second chance. I mean, I love this little guy. Okay, that's why you didn't want me to touch him, right? There you go.
Believe it,
God.
Hey, how you doing?
So it seemed that my prom date had stood me up. So Ross selflessly offered to take me.
What a nice story.
Oh. So Ross was in college and decided to jump at the chance to take a young girl to her high school prom.
I definitely did not see that one backfiring. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, take your time. You know, just so you know, I was a freshman and she was a senior, so it wasn't as bad as...
Bro, look, I know I've been giving you a lot of jabs, and it's partly because I'm very protective of Lizzie, and partly because, well, they just keep coming to me. But I have to admit that after all the wonderful things Lizzie has told me and the many, many, many stories that Rachel has told me, that, well, you're not all bad. Not all bad. And, you know, I'm sorry I was so harsh before, but you have to understand, I still look at Lizzie like she's a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, you know what? I know what you mean. I do that too.
I beg your pardon.
No, I'm not. I don't mean I see her as a 12-year-old girl. I mean, I have a son who's 6, and I still think of him as a baby.
You have a son?
Yeah, well, my ex-wife and I share custody of Ben, and just so you know, Carol and I are on excellent terms, as I'm sure you are with your wife. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I just didn't realize you were married.
Oh, we were, but that was just a... I mean, that was just a big, drunken mistake.
You're back.
You two were married?
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry, you were talking about Emily. We said we would meet at the coffee house at 6.
We said 7.
We said 6.
The only way that I said 6 would be if I said the sentence, let's meet at 7, not at 6.
Yeah, if I had said 7, maybe I would have said something like this. Wow, my boyfriend is such a wise ass. 7. Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
I know what time you said.
What?
Well, actually, I know what time Chester and Marcia said.
What time?
Quite an interesting turn of events. Suddenly, it's my book to the rescue, huh? Oh, very interesting. Yeah, well, this certainly clears things up.
What does it say?
I will tell you as soon as you thank me for writing my book.
Thank you for writing your book. It's a great book, and you are the queen of everything.
Thanks. So are you.
I told you I should not wear this color.
Marcia and Chester are planning on seeing a movie Sunday night. Marcia thinks they're supposed to meet at 6. Chester thinks it's at 7.
You knew we
we're going to miss the movie?
That's right. Instead of telling us, you decided to write it in your stupid book.
Marcia and Chester are mad at Phyllis.
I can't believe I'm going to lose this job.
I'm so sorry, man. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Help me get this mini fridge past the security guard.
Hey, Joey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk to you, Wayne. I hate you. You ruined my life. Oh, Chandler, Wayne.
Hi.
Joey, I'll get you your job back if you help me out.
Why should I help you out?
The reason he just said.
What do you mean?
I saw you on stage talking to that beautiful woman, you know, Sarah. I wish I could talk to her.
What, are you in love with her or something?
Yeah, her, all of them, anyone.
Yeah, been there, my friend.
Listen, I guarantee you keep your job if you can teach me how to talk to women like you do.
Oh, well, Wayne, it's not really something you can teach, you know. It's pretty much something you're born with. If you can teach it, I'll show you right now.
Really?
Sure, yeah, it's all him.
Yeah, you should see the woman I'm with. Way out of my league.
Right, if you want, I can get you her.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Ross did learn something from each marriage.
How to make the next one even shorter.
Now, wait a minute, that's not fair. I mean, he was married to me a hell of a lot longer than he was married to Emily. He just didn't tell me. Maybe I have to pee again.
Well, this is fun. So, Ross, did you kill any of these wives?
I've had enough of this. You know, I care a great deal about your daughter, and I have treated her with nothing but respect. So if you've got a problem with me, frankly,
are you yelling at me?
God, no.
You know what, Daddy? If you don't like Ross, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to go out with him anyway.
Really? Well, if it doesn't matter to her, it doesn't matter to me. Still not yelling.
What can I say? So then make me like you any better.
That's okay. I'm not so crazy about myself right now either.
Can we agree?
I guess so.
Neither is like Ross.
I like Ross.
Oh, kids.
Wait, I just thought of another story about how nice Ross is.
Oh, that's okay, Rach. We're not liking Ross right now.
Oh, I got a lot of those, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, turns out you were right, Cheese.
The shipment never made it through Omaha.
You got it. And the rabbi's beard? 100% horsehair. Nice catch, Cheese. It's your line, Cheese.